This is your Wealth Podcast, episode 4. Welcome to This Is Your Wealth with Richard Okere Jr., where our goal is to inspire you to build your wealth, drive a business, and live the extraordinary life.
Hello there, and welcome to This Is Your Wealth Podcast with Richard Okere Jr. Today, we are going to be discussing I'm thinking it's going to be a little bit controversial, so to say, but it's a product of a research, and that's what we'll be discussing today. I personally want to have your views, and when you get the information that I'll be talking about today, the research study that we'll be talking about today. And, when you get on social media, you see a lot of people making a lot of posts, about selfies, pictures, shares, from other people's posts, likes, and, a lot of activity goes on social media, and there are different kinds of posts. And I'll be talking about that maybe in another episode, different kinds of posts you can make on your Facebook, or on social media. But today, we want to talk about the two kinds of social media content that is being shared. But before we delve into it, we're going to go on a quick break, and when we'll come back, we'll go straight to the content of today. Thank you very much. In order to grow your business online, build new relationships, and expand your knowledge and internet marketing skills, you need to be around people who share the same goals with you. That is why I have created a Facebook group called the Internet Driven Business Academy, the community. Internet Driven Business Academy Facebook group is a learning and empowerment community to equip members with ideas, strategies, and tools to begin and grow an internet driven business from their passion or ideas that yields high income and helps them grow their brand. Are you a speaker, coach, trainer, small business owner, professional, blogger? Join the Internet Driven Business Academy Facebook community by going to www.facebook.com/groups/Internet Driven Business Academy. Or you could search Internet Driven Business Academy on Facebook and join. I would like to specially welcome you today. All right, welcome back to the show. We are on This Is Your World podcast with Richard Okere Jr. who will teach you how to build your wealth, drive your business, and live an extraordinary life. In today's podcast, we are talking about, or today's episode, we are talking about the two kinds of social media sharers. I just came across a research study by Rutgers University, students at Rutgers University. So Rutgers, I hope I got that right. University in the US. In fact, I wish Nigerian universities would start doing this kind of researches, not having to do all those research that most times are not relevant to our environment, They are not really practical research studies. But I just hope Nigerian University will start doing this kind of a thing, bring out things that actually people can use to apply to their immediate businesses or their immediate activities, immediate projects. These are the kind of researches we want to be seeing. So if you're a lecturer or a professor listening to this, please, we're begging you, This Is Your Web podcast is begging you, do researches that, we can use, apply immediately to our needs in Nigeria. All right. The research study was talking about the two kinds of social media sharers, and they came up with a word, and they call it meformers and informers, right? Meformers, M-E-F-O-R-M-E-R, and informers, I-N-F-O-R-M-E-R. And they were like, according to the study, 80% of social media users are meformers, And a meformer, just like the name, are people that make posts mostly about themselves. They talk about things about themselves. Most times on Facebook, you see people talking about I'm in the kitchen or I'm in the toilet. Those kind of mostly selfies with friends or celebrities or their new projects, or somebody just came out of the church and they are talking about who they are taking the pictures of themselves, when they come out of the church or any kind of occasion. And those are meformers. Then informers are people who mostly make posts that are informative. Informers make posts that not mostly about themselves. and their posts are usually about information sharing, you know, and they see their posts as information being shared, not necessarily about themselves, you know. And so that's the kind. So they say that 80% of social media users are mere informers, and 20% of social media users are informers. So, and that is what I want to, you know, bring out to us today, so that we learn from it. And also, kind of, I want to also get our views on this topic, because personally, I don't see anything wrong with being a mere informer. You know, I don't see anything totally wrong with being a mere informer, because what you post is, especially if what you post is actually helpful and educative. You know, let's say you publish a new blog post on your blog, and then you share it on social media and tell people, this is my new post, go click on the link to view it, or you are given some kind of discount on some of your products, or you are hosting an event and you post that on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything. And then this works. Being a mere informer is of greater advantage to most times celebrities. You know, when you go to online, you see celebrities who make posts about themselves, about their new whatever thing that's going on in their life, and you see them posting selfies of them and their son or their child, you know, or daughter. Any, so those are, and you find out that those people have a lot of likes on social media. So, following on social media. One advantage of being an informer, if you're going to be an informer, what I suggest is that, you want to build following on social media, you want to build following for yourself using social media, and you're just starting up, you know, you don't have all that, huge following that you would want, and, so it's best, all right? It is best to start up as an informer, okay? Because you do not have so many people that will naturally, by default, or see your post and want to identify with you, you know? So most times you have to start as an informer. Let people know you for the kind of things you bring to their life, you know, bring to their experience on social media. And most times it has to do with information, helpful information that you have. Probably you saw a post on a blog, and you know that for the community you want to get, let's say you are into coaching, or let's say you are into fitness, all right, and to health and fitness, and then as a fitness coach, you see you get tips on the blog about how to keep fit and all those kind of tips, and you share it on your blog, and you see a post by somebody else, probably a celebrity on Facebook or Twitter, you have seen, that gives some ideas about how to keep fit. You know, just keep sharing their information. Let people know that on your platform they can get, you know, as much as possible. Share yours also, okay? If you have your own tips also, share it. In actual sense, for me, I think there has to be a balance between the two. Okay, but as a startup, you have to start at least as an informer, all right? Then one advantage of informers is, in fact, one shocking revelation from that research, you know, is that informers have 2 times the followers of mere informers, you know, from the research. So the best part is to be an informer. Then at some point when you must have achieved that celebrity status, then you can can begin to post more things about yourself, because I have found out that the more you are known, the more people would want to know about you. You know, the more popular you become, the more people want to get to know things that you do and want to get close to you. All right. So that is an example of being, so this is just what I saw online today. And I thought there's a lesson for us to learn from this. Okay. So, in the next episode of this podcast, this is a short podcast anyway, but in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about, the 10 different kinds of posts you can make on your social media platforms. And, most times people have run into confusion about, or you want to make a post on Facebook or on Twitter, but you don't know how to what to post. You are kind of confused about what do I post? Is this going to make sense? Is it going to get a lot of engagement on social media? But I'm going to give you 10 different kinds of posts you can make on social media so that you don't get confused when you want to make a post. All right, so that's it. Just make sure you join us on episode 5 of This Is Your Wealth podcast. Remember, it's about driving your business, it's about creating, building your wealth, and it's about living an extraordinary life. Please, if you like this show, just share it with somebody else, somebody you know that is going to be helpful to that person. Please share it to that person. And also, if you're listening to this, please help promote our post by going on iTunes to subscribe, on Stitcher to subscribe to this podcast show, and also join our mailing list. Thank you very much, and remain blessed.
Thanks for listening to This Is Your Wealth podcast at www.richardokere.com.